Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Good Tuesday. Nice sunny day here in the Dom Don't. I have a new light. A little bit that's reddish lampshade that Ro put on it, though, is a little bit out of whack. My interior designer, Dan, would never go for that. Got to get over here. Chop, chop. All right. Great guest, though, lined up. Eric Eggers is the author of Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election. And boy, he couldn't have anticipated when he wrote this, I guess, the pandemic, because it plays right into their hands. He joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Eric, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hey, Dom, it's my pleasure.
Well, you wrote the book a little while back, and you couldn't have anticipated the pandemic. But where we are here in Pennsylvania, and I'm looking at the national polling, slowly but surely, people are going with complete just mail-in your ballot, right? Are you seeing that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's super fascinating. You're right. The book actually was written, you know, and came out in 2018. And what it essentially explored is, you know, the massive vulnerability that exists in our election systems and the efforts by the left to kind of ensure that those vulnerabilities continue to exist. At the same time, like, while funding these political operations that try to exploit those vulnerabilities that I think can lead to fraud, certainly in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, you guys are no strangers to questionable election tactics and, you know, the presence of non-citizen voting on the voter rolls. But yeah, certainly I never would have anticipated a global pandemic and the push that would only exploit the most vulnerable form of voting, which is all-mail balloting, and its nasty, you know, even more lecherous cousin, ballot harvesting, which, of course, the Democrats tried to insert in their, you know, pandemic response bill.
Well, that's exactly right. So define, would you please, for listeners, and there's a real good pushback on, other than the cheating, that is a pandemic response to voter harvesting. What does that mean?
So ballot harvesting is this practice that's pretty controversial just because of how different the laws are about it. You know, it became legal in California ahead of the 2018 election. And it's the third-party solicitation and collection of ballots. But what's interesting about that is that while California became the first state to make it totally legal, many states actually have explicit laws prohibiting the practice. You may remember the congressional election in North Carolina that was decertified because of allegations of voter fraud by these Republican candidates. Well, that's what they were doing exactly in North Carolina, what's now legal in California. And so what the Democrats try to do is make it legal for, and, you know, nationally legal for somebody to come to your door and, you know, help you request an absentee ballot and then be there when it shows up and then help you fill it out and then take it and then promise to deliver it on your behalf to the elections office. So, I mean, of course, who can anticipate anything going wrong with that? I don't know, Dom, if you're in the practice of, like, giving your wallet to somebody and have them take it to the bank for you. I'm not. But, like, that would be among the concerns I'd have, not the least of which would be, you know, A, who knows what's going to happen to your ballot once these third parties take them and collect them. But B, and this is where I think it was particularly galling for the Democrats, you know, here we are, we're being told we need to shelter in place, we need to stay home, we need to protect our senior citizens. At the same time, we're trying to, like, pay these asymptomatic 20-somethings to go door-to-door and not just infect grandma by possibly interacting with her to collect ballots, but infect American democracy as well. It just stinks to me.
Beautiful line. If I were writing on that, I would use that, Eric. And the media is not curious about that part. They just, now let's go back to the mail-in ballot. What could be go wrong with that? You know, all the media coverage here of the Philadelphia Inquirer. By the way, we take great pride in being the capital, I believe, of corruption, cheating, voter fraud, etc. Second to none. And I got to see, you know, if we had a National Olympics of this, Philadelphia would certainly turn out well. We are decathlon champions here. So what's wrong with the mail order ballot? What are the things you know already that would play into corruption with that?
Well, first, Dom, I just have to take a brief umbrage with you. As a Floridian, okay, we take great pride in our ability to have fraudulent elections. So I'm not just going to kowtow to your alleged expertise. You know what I mean? I mean, Philadelphia, maybe you guys have had your day, but we're consistent.
Well, wait a minute. Let me give you a question. Do you know under Philadelphia law, you could claim that you had a domicile, it burned down, and you could register 1,000 people from the vacant lot? Can you top that? That's law.
Yeah, I can. In Florida, in 2016, we had over 2,000 people cast a ballot in Florida and cast a second ballot in a different state. Right? I mean, that's more than the margin of election in the 2000 presidential election. So yes, I see your alleged burnt down domicile, and I will raise you a stolen presidential election. But to the point, right, to yes. The point about a mail-in ballot, and obviously, look, it's a pandemic. We have very real health concerns. You know, we're all trying to figure out what the best way through this is. I mean, in many aspects of life, we're trying to select the least worst option, right? And so, yes. Obviously, elections kind of become, you know, in that category. And so we should probably have conversations about what does it look like to alter elections in a responsible way. But here's the problem with what the Democrats propose as it relates to, like, mandating national all-mail-in balloting. What that means is that the supervisors of elections would just mail ballots to everybody on the election rolls. Well, that means that your election is potentially only going to be as valid as your election rolls are accurate.
Right.
And as you guys know, because of what's happened in Pennsylvania, as we know, because of what study after study have shown about America's election rolls, they are anything but accurate, right? The Supreme Court cited statistics from the Pew Center saying that 1 in 8 election registrations, that's 24 million in this country, were significantly flawed or totally inaccurate. So, I mean, right there, we're talking about 24 million potentially fraudulent ballots going places they shouldn't go. We've got numerous, I mean, hundreds of counties in this country have more registered voters than citizens of legal voting age, right? I believe I saw some studies that said, you know, numerous counties in California, maybe even the state of California, has more registered voters than citizens of legal voting age. They just settled a lawsuit with Judicial Watch where they had to remove, I think, 1 million voters off of their voter rolls. So that's my primary concern,
sure,
right?
It's
like,
absolutely.
Hey, if you want to increase – you want to increase accessibility, that's great. Any reasonable person should be up for a conversation about what it looks like to make voting safer in the age of the coronavirus. But at the same time, you've got to pair that with measures to improve election security and election roll, you know, validity and accuracy. And I don't see that coming anywhere from the people advocating national mail-in balloting.
We're talking with Eric Eggers. He's the author of the 2018 book, Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election. That's still available on Amazon, I would assume, Eric?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. The thing I'm concerned about in Pennsylvania, under Governor Wolf, and I don't know why some Republicans did this, you don't need a reason anymore in this upcoming election to vote by absentee ballot. And what's going to happen here in 2020, some of these suburban counties around Philadelphia, which are critical, are already saying they don't think they can have the count done on election night. And my big problem with that, they're going to be overwhelmed by this, is that's when the other side is just waiting to see how many votes do they need from Timbuktu or Philadelphia once things, every day that goes by, and you're in Florida, you know this from the previous elections, every day that goes by, you're more concerned about the election being stolen.
No, that's absolutely right. And you're very prescient to kind of raise that concern. Any scenario where you've got, you know, trunk loads of ballots being kind of delivered somewhere, I think we should be very concerned about it. And just look at what happened in Wisconsin, right? Because they saw a significant surge in the all-mail balloting that happened because of their primary not too long ago. I think they typically average about 12%. absentee ballots, and then they saw that increase by, you know, multiple factors. And there's reports about them being totally overwhelmed by the system. You know, they have employees working 100 hours in that week. You got ballots kind of being misplaced. You got lots of complaints. I mean, the reality is this, Dom, and I think, you know, I don't know what the answer is between now and November, but our election systems, by and large, are like this rickety old wagon, you know, that we've kind of been doing. And we're a third world country as it relates to election technology. And so, you know, we're now talking about like taking this one piece of it that's the least secure, the most vulnerable for bad acting, that is to say in the all-mail balloting, and we're talking about just loading even more burden on there, and we just don't have the capacity to handle it as we're currently constituting.
What is the solution, and what do you recommend, though, as one of the leading experts on this? What have you heard proposed that you like?
Well, I think, you know, you got to start talking about if you're going to go all-mail balloting, then we need to have election, you know, we need to have signature matching efforts. So you'd have to, I mean, this is something that elections offices would have to start, you know, taking action on now. And or if we're going to see an increase in all-mail balloting, I think we need to have honest conversations. Let's take an honest look at the voter rolls, right? Let's do an analysis and make sure that the people who are registered to vote are the people who are legally eligible to vote. And the reality is that just doesn't happen. The bias in the system is towards getting people to vote, and the people that shouldn't be voting kind of just get swept up in the wave. So if we're going to see an increase in mail-in balloting, which quite honestly I don't see how we wouldn't, then we have to have a real hard look at those voter rolls starting like right now. The problem is that the left funds lots of organizations that sue over doing exactly that. So I'm not exactly optimistic that we'll see that analysis happen between now and November.
Great stuff. A lot of fun, too, with Florida versus Philadelphia. Great book, too, Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election. Eric, we'd like to call upon you frequently. It was great stuff today, and pleasure having you in Philadelphia.
My pleasure, Dom. Thanks a lot.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.